This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Do you do New Year's resolutions? You don't, do you?
No.
Yeah. Kang, do you got a New Year's resolution? Do you do that? No.
No. I am going to try to be a little healthier, but it has nothing to do with like New Year's resolutions or anything. It's just more because my doctor told me to.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Are we talking about like maybe are you going to eat that? You might be on Team Doug a little bit more?
Unfortunately, yeah. This might be a solo ride for Gator in a lot of these, man. Like, how about I do, like, I would eat that if I could eat that.
Okay, so, that sounds good.
Right? Tell me what it tastes like.
Sounds delicious. Yeah, sometimes, you know, I have my weaknesses. I had some chicken wings last night.
Oh, man, dude.
Slow down.
Oh, yeah, living on the edge. Living on the edge, my friend.
What kind of sauce?
I didn't. It was a dry rub. It was a dry rub with sauce on the side that I could dip, you know. I wouldn't get too much.
What kind of sauce was it on the side?
It was a standard buffalo sauce. It was a barbecue dry rub.
Let me ask you this. Was there sauce left over?
Quite a bit. But you know what there wasn't left over? Chicken. Celery.
Right, yeah.
I ate all the celery.
I like this.
What's that?
Are you just strictly celery?
Just strictly
guy,
celery. I'm strictly
sticks?
Celery. Okay. Guy.
Do you dip it in blue cheese or is it just celery? Oh, sorry.
Oh, come
sorry.
On, man.
My bad.
Dip it in air.
I was like, raw dog, man. No. There's no dip.
Why ruin a good thing, right, Doug?
Yeah, exactly. Mess it all up?
Yeah. What'd you do? You ruined that celery stick.
Did you really just ask me that?
I know. I feel like an idiot.
Also, an update. I finished episode 2 of Pluribus. I'm into episode 3. Promising.
Oh, okay.
Promising.
All right, you're going to finish it up then.
I will finish up episode 3. There's only 9 episodes. They may have me. Curiosity is getting the better of me, but we'll see.
You got some time today after the show before football begins.
I do.
And hockey.
I got a very, very busy schedule.
Do you?
No. So I could probably
maybe
put in an episode
3 and 4.
In. I could. Get on the Peloton, put it on, and put in an hour and a half ride, right? Sound good?
Sounds great. Sure, whatever you want to do. Cross my fingers for you, hopefully.
Wish me luck.
Wish you luck, Doug, and everybody else on the Peloton, and wish you luck.
The worst commercials ever.
Smoking hot fitness model getting up there. Wish me luck.
Yeah, in tremendous shape.
Like ridiculously
yeah,
great
and
shape.
She's like, gonna give this a shot.
Let's see how it works.
I never work out. Sure you don't. Red in Farmington Hills. By the way, in your $27 million apartment overlooking Manhattan,
right.
In an all-glass room in the corner of the building.
Well, that's where the Peloton goes.
That's right.
I can't put it in any other 2,000 square feet I have up there.
Red in Farmington Hills, you're on 97.1. Hi, Red.
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, Red?
Oh. Happy New Year. I want you guys, I know you're not going to ask, but this is one of the questions I think should be asked to Brad Holm, is the strength and training coach. I don't know if they need a better or if they're doing, I don't know what they're doing. I think the injuries on defense is mind-boggling.
Did you hear Dan Campbell address it Monday?
No, I didn't.
He basically said, look, I think we do a really good job. We're going to look at everything, but I really think we do a good job at getting our guys ready.
And yeah, I think also too, it might be even like something that's like a supplement that they're taking that's approved. That's not approved. And that can be like, I can see a 30 for 30 special about this, you know, because it's kind of like blowing my mind just how many injuries on defense that we got going on.
Well, something, I wish it were that simple, because that would make it predictable and that would make it controllable. I tend to think injuries are mostly bad luck, but yeah, it gets whenever
it's the nature of the sport.
When teams get hit by injury, strength and conditioning always gets mentioned. And I feel like it gets blown off by the teams. Like they don't believe that has anything to do with it. But, you know, you should, as an organization, look at everything you're doing.
Well, one of the things an organization can do that's in their control is when they're drafting players or signing players or trading for players, they can know what the player's injured history is.
But let me also state this, too. A lot of times in the NFL, guys have their own dudes.
Yep.
Like the team has a strength and conditioning staff that's there for you. But a lot of guys in the NFL have their own guys that they work out with on the side. So it might not be a team-wide issue. And if there is an issue, maybe they need to get those guys approved. I don't know.
Yeah, I just bristle every time I hear this brought up, because I think people want an answer for it as if there is
a simple answer. Yeah, like I think pin it on one guy and move on from that guy, everything will be fine.
I think there is a simple answer, but nobody wants to accept it. A violent game.
It's bad luck, yeah.
So you got guys that are running into each other if they're not looking at each other. I mean, there's self-awareness. Would that help out? Sure, it would help out. You got defensive backs that are backpedaling the entire time. They're literally playing defense, you know, and they're sprinting as hard as they can and then colliding as hard as they can and falling to the ground. There's a lot that goes into it that you just have to accept it and say, yeah, guy's going to get hurt. Now, yep. if you're taking on players that have an injured history, yeah, this guy's had ACL surgery and this guy's had ankle injuries consistently, I mean, then maybe you're expecting some of those things to happen, or they're more predictable or this guy's more likely to have it happen to them. But, you know, it doesn't seem like guys are getting hurt while they're working out in the weight room. Guys are getting hurt on the playing field and sometimes on the practice field.
Let's go to John in Detroit. You are next. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey.
I don't understand why Doug doesn't want to draft a center. If he's played center for 4 years, he's a high draft pick. What's the problem? He's cheaper, and there might be a stud center in the draft this year.
Well, I'd prefer a veteran, somebody who's been in the league for a long time that knows what he's looking at when he looks at an NFL defense and has experience. I think the position is super important not to have a rookie at. If they can't get a veteran and there's some stud center that you mentioned, but you know, most of the stud centers, I would argue, probably haven't played for 4 years.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's that Penei Sewell in the draft this year at the center position. Now, there might be some really quality offensive linemen that are worth selecting at 17. Mm-hmm. That might actually end up, if Taylor Decker retires, then maybe the guy you take at 17 is an offensive tackle, and maybe he starts. But to Doug's point, you got to have at least somebody that comes in with NFL experience at the offensive line. That's what I would want. If the Lions have the opportunity to go out and get the top center in free agency, go get him. It's a known commodity.
One last thing, this Proctor, this offensive lineman Proctor
from Alabama,
He weighs 366 pounds. I want to make sure that he's doesn't have an eating problem.
Oh, he's also 6'7" and apparently incredibly athletic.
I think that's a question they'll ask. Do you have an eating problem? I think they'll look into his. I think they'll look into that and make sure that they're not going to draft a guy who's going to eat himself out of the league.
Yeah, that's
given the
a big
scrutiny
thing.
With which they go and look right. at draft picks. Don't worry, they're not going to draft a guy that's going to eat himself out of the league.
No, and as I was told years and years and years ago by someone who ended up being a Division I college football player.
Yeah,
muscle weighs more than fat.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're 6'7" and 366 pounds, I don't think you're a big fat tub of goo.
Well,
if you're an NFL caliber player, you might have some extra weight on there, but you're likely to be quite a powerful young man.
It's a valid concern. I wouldn't want anybody that's going to eat themselves out of the league.
No, you don't want that.
Just like every other part of preparing for the draft, everything gets looked at. And if my man is scooping handfuls of Crisco straight out of the can,
well, then we've got a problem. Hey, can you get Proctor out of the kitchen?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
We're going to remove the deep fryer, okay? And no more pizza.
Did he just deep fry another dozen donuts? We'll pass. Tony in Detroit, you're next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
So really how I look at it is the type of coach that Dan Campbell is, there's a lot of people that want to play for him. Like, he's player's coach. He rah-rah. You know, so it kind of takes me back to, like, college and thinking of, like, people like Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll also dealt with, like, a lot of injuries. But what happens is when somebody actually gets hurt, a lot of times they're not pressing it. Just like think about it. Like, Ragnow was gone for a year, came back, and his leg was tore apart and thinking that he was about to play. So I think it's more of how much they look at how bad they want to play, and they're pushing themselves past their limit, then I don't think the wait staff and coaches just don't care.
So you think players that play for Dan Campbell are going onto the field when they shouldn't be because they want to play for him? They're trying to play while they're hurt.
They're trying to play while they hurt. I mean, we got grit, you know, so think about it. It's about being tough. And, you know, last thing any football guy want to look at is not being tough, where sometimes you're taking it to the other limit. Because, I mean, Frank was playing last year with a muscle torn off his arm.
Well, you know, I mean, it's applaudable if guys want to be on the field.
Well, I mean, there are certain risks that,
dude,
players are willing to take, and there are certain risks that they're not willing to take, and there are injuries that you have that, okay, we can, you know, shut it down right now, get surgery and take care of it, or you can keep playing because it's not going to get any worse. That's how some people look at it.
We talked to Jansen about like playing with injuries. Kang, you were around that morning. He was talking about his calf. Like he had either a torn calf or a severely injured calf, and he basically couldn't activate it. So he took tape and basically taped his leg in such a way that allowed him to play, like completely taped up his leg so he wouldn't have to like try to bend his foot. Like it was insane what these guys do.
It is insane. I remember watching a special about Jerome Bettis the day after a game and how long it took Jerome Bettis to get out of bed the day after a game, mm-hmm. just to get out of bed, walk to the bathroom, walk downstairs, and get to the facility to start getting treatment. It's amazing what some players have to go through. They put their health on the line. They absolutely do. Remember Mark Spindler telling us stories of stuff that he would do to get ready for games before games. It's like, what? What is the matter with you guys?
Yeah.
Well, but it's a short career.
Hockey players, they got all kinds
players
of stuff.
Hockey players insane what they go through. Yeah.
I mean, wait, guys, what got twisted?
You lost what? It's an occupation and a career you make a lot of money at, and you know that there's a finite time. And when it's time to end the career, it's time to end the career. You want to do as much as you can in that time.
Now, not all of them are wired that way.
Not all of them are.
But, I mean, look,
Dan Campbell. Some guys get out after a couple of years.
Dan Campbell said he wanted to get back to some things they did earlier in his career or in his tenure with mm-hmm. the Detroit Lions. So they're taking a look at something. Yes. Like, it's not like they're whistling, going, oh, everything's fine here. They're taking a look at making some sort of philosophical changes that they hope in many ways will help. We shall see. Coming up today at 12:35, another edition of Who's on Top. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.